Hey, this is Ola. Thank you so much for stopping by at the Men of Prestige podcast. If you want the full show experience, which you don't want to miss, please stop by. Come over to Facebook and YouTube. You will see the links in the show notes. Thank you so much. I'll see you on the next episode. Right, welcome back. Let's talk about this. I want to say shout out, first of all, shout out to Victoria, or let me say Miss Victoria. Now I just got some additional information. I'm going to say Miss Victoria, because I have respect for where I come from, you know. So I'm going to say shout out to her because she's always leaving comments and always engage our comments. She was appreciating what we post and stuff like that. But she posted, we did a video not too long ago. The name of that video, just in case you missed that video, the name of that video was it says why you should never get married in your 20s, watch now, something like that. So you could go find it on my channel. It was only last week or so, you know. So that video was a lady that I was responding to. I was reacting to her video. She said you should never get married, and I disagree 100%. Okay, 100% disagreed. 100% disagreed. Why? I'll tell you. Okay, I already told you. Now, the one thing I didn't do is to say that you must marry in your 20s. I never said that. Okay. There were a lot of nuances and context around what I said. But the title here triggered a lot. Mothers, stop delaying. No, not stop delaying. Stop delaying marriage for daughters. Stop. Okay, so that's wrong. That's wrong. Let me give you the correct version of that. That's the wrong title. That wasn't what we meant to say. Let's make sure we say it properly. Hold on 1 second. Pardon me. Let's see. There you go. Okay, I got it now. Sorry about that. Have to make sure it sounds right, because again, it's easy for people to take me out of context too, because I'm going a lot more deeper than any other platform out there. So, and there's a reason, because we're operating at a surface level. We've enjoyed one extreme, we're flipping to the other extreme, we're coming up with formulas that are not working, obviously, you know. So trigger alert. Mothers, please stop telling your daughters to push marriage till 30s. Please stop it. Okay, now again, shout out to Miss Victoria, because she's a part of our community here, and I welcome all opinion here. But when I say I welcome all opinion, that doesn't mean I won't push back at your opinion if I feel like there is still a conversation to be had. It doesn't mean you have to agree with me. It just means we're still having a conversation. We need to make that okay. We need to normalize that. Okay. All right. So let's go to what she said. So I basically disagree with the person that says never get married in your 20s. I disagree with the never word, not the 20s word. Okay. Not the number 20. Okay, some people don't need to marry in their 20s, okay, and that's why they don't have any opportunities in their 20s to marry. All right, but to just make an absolute statement, anything that has to be with never, always, you should look sideways. Anytime they use the word never, always, absolutes, you should look sideways. You should ask more questions. Always ask more questions, because literally in life nothing is absolute. But this is what Miss Victoria said. I said Miss Victoria because I got some more information from this. She said, hello Men of Prestige, the woman is right to an extent. Okay, I already disagree with that. I think she's wrong. Okay, but it's just a disagreement, right? So that's okay. I've been married for 35 years, still married. Okay, so whenever somebody says that, they're trying to qualify what they have to say with that information. Okay, most of you that you're watching me, you don't know how long I've been married. You don't know. Okay, if you know, it's because you've been listening to me for a while. Okay, the reason why I don't bring that up is because honestly, it really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of many things. It matters because time is not our mate, but in the grand scheme overall, what we know about marriage today, it really doesn't. There's so many people that are stuck in marriages that they really shouldn't be stuck in, you know. So number of years, as opposed to, like, I'd rather talk about the quality of those number of years. That's what it is, you know. So even if you've heard me talk about how long I've been married, you would see me talk about two versions of it. There are two versions of it. There's a reason, because there's a certain one half of it, there's a reason, and the second half of it, there's another reason. Okay, so there's too many people in unhappy marriages, you know, obviously why the divorce rates are so high. And yes, some of them divorced 40 years later. We saw the Fallon Show Alaki Jazz story later on, right? Like just a few weeks ago. So she said, I've been married for 35 years and still married. I was married at 25. Good point, all right? So if life was, everything was just equal, everything was just absolute, right? If she was married at 25, right, she would be preaching to other people to get married at 25, but that's not how life works, right? Ideally, she would say, no, you two, if all those 35 years, if everything was perfect, no, okay, let's not use the word perfect. Or I'll stop the cap. Let me get my let me get my stuff together here. Stop the cap, okay?
Stop the cap.
Alright, so she's not saying that it was all perfect, but also she's saying it was worth something. I think that being married for 35 years is worth something. Let's not deceive ourselves here, right? Okay, but clearly she's trying to say, if I'm married at 25 and I've been married for 35, right? Let's continue the comment here, right? She says, I was married at 25 and I would not advise my daughters to marry too early. Believe me, there are consequences marrying without maturity expected in marriage. Okay? So, I also don't advise everyone to marry in 25. Now, the question is, she actually said too early. What is too early? What is that? How do we measure what too early is? Right? But Ola, stop the cap. We know what she's saying. She's saying
20. Stop the cap.
She's saying in the 20s, essentially. That's what she's saying. Let's keep it a bean, a buck. Right? She's saying she will not advise what the topic is 20s, okay? So I'm gonna have to interpret that she's saying she will not advise her daughter to marry in the 20s. Believe me, there are consequences marrying without maturity expected in marriage. Now, she's also correlating age directly with maturity, okay? It is true that the older you get, the higher the tendencies, you'll be more matured. But it's tendencies, it's not absolute, right? There are other factors. Some people just don't mature until later. There's something called late bloomer, okay? But it's people, if you've listened to me long enough on this platform, everything is case by case by case. I never make anything absolute unless nature wrote it down as absolute. If nature has written it down as absolute, right? Like, for example, most people, by the time they start crossing 100 to 110, you have to help them live life. They need help, okay? They need help walking. They have what they call fall risk. They need walking cane. Like, that's not something we cannot argue with our destiny when it comes to time. And the fact that everything in life is in time and seasons. And when we argue with that, we are arguing with our destiny. It doesn't pan out well overall for us. It just doesn't. Okay? It just doesn't. It's not something, it's not an opinion. That part is not an opinion. This is not the part where you say, oh, but my opinion is different, I disagree. No, this is not an opinion. This is just something you and I, either you use your mouth to agree or not, you agree. Everything in life is in time and seasons. So, and a lot of that you can control. If you cannot control it, that's a different topic entirely. But you can control a lot of that, and you can control and navigate life understanding this. Let's keep going. Okay. So she talked about consequences marrying without maturity expected in marriage. What is the expected maturity exactly in marriage? Let me repeat myself. I'm going to keep saying it, okay? This one is almost, dare I say almost, almost an absolute. Everybody that I've ever said I do, they don't know what they're doing. It's across the board. I don't care how many premarital counseling you went through. I don't care. Like, it doesn't mean you shouldn't do premarital counseling, because I think something is better than nothing, right? But you don't know what you are doing. If I told you and try to describe what you are doing to you, you can't comprehend it. You won't understand it until you are inside of it. Okay? So this idea of somebody mature, there's a certain level of maturity expected in marriage. What is that? Because if Auntie Victoria, if she had that, she will be advising her daughter, 25. But there's an assumption here that you get to the mark, 30 years of age, and that maturity just kicks in. That is the assumption I'm kicking against. Okay? Keep in mind, there's some people that need to be 30, 40, 50, 60 before they consider marriage. Potentially, they should never consider marriage because they are not a fit for marriage. Keep that in mind. So I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about people that actually got presented with the opportunity of a life partner as early as 22, 23, 24, and you are teaching them to take it for granted. It's a bad idea. It's working against them. Look around you. Just ask someone around you, okay? It's working against them. Now, I get the other side of the argument. All my friends, shout out to, who's that? I think it was Timilola. They said, all my friends that married in their 20s, they're all divorced. That doesn't tell us a lot. That doesn't mark it down on age, right? Because then you force me to ask you, what about all your friends who got married in their 30s? Are they all still married? Well, you have evidence. I'll be one shall I eat tired. That's not the point, right? The point is that it's not about the numbers particularly, okay? It's about, we know something about nature here. Most people, when they hit 15, by the time they are 18, right? They are becoming adults. They start to do life. Potentially, they start to get attracted in a sexual way to other human beings. Potential romantic type of relationship. And you're telling them to put that on hold for 12 years, expecting that they will not catch bodies and breakfast and heartbreaks. Potential traumas that will continue to affect how the functioning relationship over time. I think is a bad idea. I think is dangerous. Okay? I think it's dangerous. Okay? Now, the other side, when they marry too early, they won't know what they do. They end up divorced. Now we can talk. Now we can talk, because that same thing you said is also applicable to people that marry in 30s or 40s or 50s. So if that one is across the board, now we can have conversations around what people can do so that when they marry, they don't end up divorced at any age. At any age. But the idea, the expectation that they will have this maturity, that they are suddenly immune against divorce just because they went to 30, it's a lie. It's a lie. No, not you telling lies, auntie. But it's a lie that we've been told by the woke. It doesn't work like that. In fact, the older they get, the more difficult it is for them to understand what compromise means. As in the positive of compromise. As in, it's actually a good thing. When they hear compromise these days, it's a negative. It's misogynistic. It's all these wild things, right? That really has nothing to do with nothing. The issue here is skill set. We've gone for so long, hundreds of thousands of years, thinking marriage is just common sense. The numbers are saying we were wrong. All of us were wrong. There's actual skill set that you need to learn at any age. Go and look at most of the marriage counseling material you see out there. They barely talk about conflict handling. If you've lived with yourself by yourself for 12, 15, 17 years, right? Somebody's now coming. Somebody's now talking about compromise. You just tell them to go and find their. You tell them, like, can we live in separate apartments while we're married? Are you ready for that? No, you're not ready for that conversation. So I think it's an absolute terrible idea for asking people to be pushing and putting a natural thing on hold. this has nothing to do with chasing after your career. Nobody is chasing after marriage. Some do, but I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about somebody that authentic. There's an opportunity to present itself. They're 22, 23, 24, and you're telling them to not think about it. There's something about them that's matured enough for them to attract a good partner. But you're telling them to put on hold, and that influence is going to affect them. And if there's a small fight or conflict, they'll be like, my mother told me that I shouldn't be entertaining anything marriage. Whereas they will still have to deal with that at 35 or 34. So the problem is not really solved. Let me continue. She says, psychologically, if the expectations are not managed, it could lead to bitterness in marriage. No, we're mixing too many stuff that's not related together. We're creating problems that do not exist. That's one of the problems we have in marriages today. We listen to other people's stories, we internalize it, and we make it our problem because we empathize with that person. And then we recreate that whole thing. Or sometimes you hear it from your parents, which is why I said slow down on that, because you cannot put time on hold. If it happened naturally that way, that person is just not matured enough and they didn't really meet a person until 30, perfect. They met the person at the right time. But please don't ask them to deliberately put life on hold. It's dangerous. Time is not anybody's mate. Ojo shemu solokun. It's a terrible formula that we came up with to solve for divorce. Divorce happened to all people of all ages because they didn't have the skills at any of those ages. Didn't have the skills to attract the right people, to manage crisis, to manage conflict. That's as soon as 16, 17, 18, your children should know what conflict handling means. Should know that conflict is an inevitable aspect of life. What do you think is creating those divorces? You think it's maturity? Everybody becomes children in romantic relationship. Everybody. Especially when they lack self-awareness. They all become children. Think about that time when you got caught up in your feelings and you did something. You're like, well, I should have calmed down. Why? You know why you didn't calm down? Because you were a child, man or woman. You become a child when you're caught up in your feelings, right? But self-awareness is half the battle won. Those are some of the things we should be teaching at any age. Once your children become adult and they're having sex, they potentially can hurt themselves by having children with the wrong people. And no, they're not going to come to you, mommy. Every time they have sex, or the first time, for the most part, they're not going to come to you. But you know what? If you sow certain seeds in them, they value you and they value your ideas, and sometimes it becomes a part of them. So no, it's not to ask people. I never said people must marry at 20. What I'm saying is an average human being is ready for that journey as soon as the opportunity presents itself. It's just that school starts at that moment, not before. You can try all you can, but it starts the moment you're married, and it's for the rest of your life. The maturity is ongoing for the rest of your life. There is no ready-made marriage falling out of the skies just because you waited till you're 35. It just doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. It's a solution that doesn't work. There's no grounds for it. It's not related to anything. Okay? Yes, this is still my opinion. Yes, you're allowed to have your opinion. But for every time you say, and I catch you, and I catch that this is not grounded, I will create additional content because I'm on a mission here to help people have better relationships at any age. Because I know they will have sex anyway. They will put everything that can be put on hold, but they will continue to have sex. We were talking about single motherhood here. It's a hard conversation because people don't want to be offended. But the reality is that the reality is the reality. We have to talk about these things. You know, to an extent, you know, I'm very nice about it, right? I try to be, right? So it could lead to bitterness in marriage. No, that's not what leads to bitterness in marriage. What leads to bitterness in marriage is hurt. An actual person that loves you, that you love, they hurt you. Nobody's coming out of the streets to come and hurt you. There was conflict. There was friction because you were doing life with a person and you guys were not equipped with the skill set to handle that. If at least one person is not equipped with the skill set, they would drain the other person too. That's what creates bitterness in marriage. There's nothing that's falling out of the skies to create bitterness in marriage. It is you. It is what you attracted. It doesn't mean it's your fault. It just means you need to understand that so that you can say, hey, I can take responsibility. Maybe I can learn one or two things to make things better. As opposed to, no, it is the devil's fault. It is just the devil's fault. Oh, it is because I married at the age of 25. No, it is not. Because there are people that married at 35 that the same thing happens to. So that cancels out. Two to get two. Or to cancel out in here. Right? Even you, that's me, will not understand now until you get there. I'm not sure where I'm getting to. It's one day at a time. Right? I'm a married man today. All I worry about is one day. And make sure today is quality. And that increases the chances that tomorrow will be even better quality. One day at a time. I do anniversary every year, sure, because we that's what, but honestly, I'm just having a good time at any age. I would do the same thing all over at 22 if I find my wife today. And she would do the same thing all over with me. And guess what? There was a time, there was a phase she got to that she questioned the same thing that you ladies, a lot of ladies, are questioning today. Maybe because I married too early. Maybe because we were incompatible. If you read our book, you will see it in the book. Maybe because the devil. Maybe because I was supposed to marry another person with a different name. All these different maybes came to play. A major one of is this age thing. Right? But once we figure it out, we learn what we needed to learn. And we've gone through some phase and we've dragged ourselves inside the bottle. And God said we're still going to be together. It's like, no, it's exactly what it was supposed to be. It's exactly what it was supposed to be. So now, would I go and encourage my child to marry at 27? Not necessarily, because I never said that. My child might be somebody who needs to be 35 before they are matured enough. On an average across the board, that's not how it works. Most people are ready enough to engage that part of their life by the time they are 25, 26, 27. The only thing that's pushing that back right now is all these ideologies that you should get, that you should get to a certain age. There is no age. There is no age. If anything, they are delaying the woto. They will still collect shiggy from their romantic partner before they figure things out, if they are lucky enough. There's no age. That's the point. I never said you must do it in 20s. I never said people in 30s can't do it. There are people in the 70s that can do it. Yeah, because they will simply hang around people that are in the same range and they will find love. Okay? But when somebody deliberately put marriage on hold, they also tend to be unrealistic with their expectations, because somebody told them that if you wait till you're 30, it should be almost perfect, if not perfect, because you are now matured enough. You rub their knee. They're not matured enough. It's actually worse. They have low tolerance because they've lived by themselves for much longer. I'm talking on a general scale, not everybody. Right? Not everybody, because there's a reason why they're waiting. They're waiting for something perfect. It doesn't exist. They're waiting for a perfect scenario. It does not exist. All of us, they manage. Manage is a positive thing. Manage is a beautiful thing. So when I say manage your expectations, now in this respect, you need to manage your expectations around a particular age bracket that it creates better marriages. That's unrealistic expectations. That's unrealistic completely. Because there are people marrying at all ages that struggle. The older they get, the higher their struggle is. Generalization. Granted, there's one thing we can all agree to here. At whatever age, you need to realize that marriage is not your mate. Time is not your mate. Nature is not your mate. I don't care about biological clock like that. I'm just talking about clock, period. Time, clock, period. You can't put that on hold deliberately because you think it's going to something better is going to come. No. What are you doing with the cards you're dealt today? Once you become an adult, right? So we could live 2 years, 3 years, 5 years because of school, all this stuff. But once you're going past 25, time will be your mate. Man or woman. But I'm actually convinced that nobody's actually doing that yet. Okay? I think it's a talking point that will become live. I think many of our mothers right now are training our daughters to do that now. And then in the next 15 to 20 years, you're going to see the effect of that. It's not good. It's not good in the sense that they have to start from ground zero like the rest of us. Whenever they decide to marry, either 30, 35, 40, they start at ground zero like the rest of us. And there's only one thing they can't take back in all of that, and that's time. That's time. And there's real consequences for that. If it's circumstances, if it's that's just the time I find a wife, of course you can find a partner at any point in time. So I never said that. So that's an issue with that opinion. It's not really an opinion. It's basically misquoting me. You have to listen to a video and watch it all the way and try to understand the concept. And if you're not careful with the words or you misinterpret me, I will come back and correct you. That's all. Auntie. Right? Because she's been married for 35 years. Me, I'm just a baby at this stuff. Right? But I'm just trying to say, that problem is not solved by waiting. If anything, is magnified because you have a blown out expectation that if you do it at 32, it's just better than when you do it at 27. And it's not true. It's not true, you know. Even you will not understand now until you get there. I don't know what day I'm getting to. Yes, 20s is meant to develop yourself. No, the lifetime is meant to develop yourself. You're engaged in self-development for a lifetime. That's not semantics. That's not anything. That's something I want anybody that's following this platform to understand. You need to always be engaged in self-development, self-improvement, because the world is always evolving. If the world is evolving, we're evolving. The way we interact evolves. There's some things that don't evolve. Like, for example, you have children at a certain age or you don't. It just, the experience gets worse. Everything else being equal, we're not talking about people that don't have control over that. We're talking about if you do have control to an extent over that, right? That's what we're talking about. So developing yourself is for a lifetime. It's not 20s. You don't even know what you're developing in your 20s. The only thing you can do in your 20s is follow natural course order of things. Meaning you're young, youthful, and exuberant. You met somebody you fell in love with. You're thinking about marriage like it's going to be fairy tale for the rest of your life. That's what you do in your 20s. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. It means you're going to learn. You're going to learn more from the experience of mistakes. The one we're trying to avoid. So people should go to be divorced. No, they don't have to divorce if they realize that this is a learning platform. Marriage is a learning platform. Not just for women, like Yoruba people say, for men and women. That's not going to change. Because you're doing life with another person. And your tolerance level will be much lower if the older you get. Okay, you just won't take certain type of nonsense. And as good as that sounds, it's not always a good thing. Because in life, there's always a cost. There's a price to pay for greater goods. For greater outcomes. Gentlemen, you know that. Right? There's always a price. That's not a bad thing. It makes it even worth more. Right? Because most people won't be willing to do the work. They want quick result. They want magic formula. A magic age where marriages just fall out of the skies. Perfect. It does not exist. You have to do the work. Whenever it happens for you, you start the work at that point. 30, 20s, 40s, doesn't matter. You start the work. Yes, sometimes I'll throw things around and say, hey, 40 plus, never been married, red flag, because I'm trying to get your attention. You need to understand that the older you get, the lower your tolerance for what it takes, the kind of vulnerability that's necessary to build a healthy marriage. You need a coach, because you will use your own hands to destroy that situation. And it won't be because you're wrong. It's just be, hey, that's just what it is. You're, man, it got worse. Right? So she said, in 20s, you meant to develop yourself in preparation for a more serious relationship. What is more serious relationship? All relationships you can collect from all of them. You can collect pregnancy, that's number one. And you can collect wutu, trauma. Traumatic experiences that you will now continue to roll over to the next one. No, we can't encourage that. We can't encourage that there's such a thing as unserious relationships. Particularly coming from a parent, a mentor, right? You need to have people understand that every relationship matters. Even if it doesn't turn out to be romantic, every relationship matters. You just never know who you're meeting, what kind of role they're going to play in your life. You should treat them just as equal. I know you didn't mean to not treat them as equal, but you're saying for more serious relationship. When is more serious relationship going to happen? You bring trauma from your past on serious relationship. That's the fact of life. So if you can't control it, yeah, you should dump people and move on. right? But when you can control it, we don't want you to just be flinging people around and be mistreating people and dumping them anyhow because you think you have time. I think that's gonna backfire badly, you know. And then she finished with, and please stop saying it's difficult to find someone in your 30s. I never said that. I said the older you get, the more difficult relationship in general, doing life with other people is going to get. Something, paraphrasing, I didn't have time to go and watch the video. Paraphrase, I will never say that it's more difficult to find people in your 30s. People can find people at any age in time. Now you can find people. There's a difference between finding people and actually finding marriage. Those are two different things too. So there's about 50 zillion things that were wrong with this opinion, but there's nothing wrong with the fact that she had an opinion. Auntie Victoria, there's nothing wrong with the fact that you had an opinion, but there were about at least 50 issues wrong with this opinion because a lot of it I didn't even say. There's a lot of nuances in what I've said. Take time to understand it, pick it apart, push back, but don't, just because you say I agree to disagree doesn't mean I won't create more content. If I still see that I disagree, you can disagree, I also can disagree. That's two way, and that's two way multiple times back and forth, and I'm okay with that because that's how we learn. Okay, so I'm perfectly fine with the opinion. I just wanted to and I say that because somebody was like, what's wrong? Because they're like, okay, if you say so, it's okay to have an opinion. Okay, but you need to understand that I'm not just saying what I'm saying just because I feel like saying it. This is stuff I do professionally. I'm handling cases with a lot of people from all kinds of different ranges, and I see some patterns that you're not previewed to. Does that mean you shouldn't have opinion? No, I don't want you to have opinion so we can continue to rub minds together. Okay? And she says, stop saying it's difficult to find someone in your 30s. That is a very backward mindset. That's an opinion. That's perfectly fine to have that opinion, right? But I'm more concerned about what results are you looking to get. Are your methodologies, are they grounded? Or did you make a good case? Does it make sense that waiting to 30 means you have a perfect marriage? No, that's not true anywhere in the world. That's not the magic formula to having a perfect marriage. So there's no way we can make that stand. What we can say is that it's a case by case by case. Across the board on a general scale, right? No one should be pushing. Once you are 20, 21 years old, you shouldn't be pushing viable relationship away because somebody gave you a formula that you must wait to 30. Or that you should be carried out with one person to 30 and engaged for 10 years and then come and complain to me later that, oh, we're engaged for 10 years. I said, we're engaged for 10 years? Oh, yeah, because we started early. You started early, then you should be doing life together, learning the skill set to do life together early. And yes, having children early. If that's what you want and God has given you that opportunity, that's what you should be doing. You could do whatever you want. I'm just saying that formula of waiting till later does not automatically create good marriage. That's all I'm saying. All right? Does not create good marriage, period. Okay? It's not magic anything. There's no, you're not gaining any maturity. You're just collecting dust. Man and woman. Some people will argue that it's only woman. I say man and woman. Both of them. Okay, circumstances and life present obviously different scenarios. It's what you do with where you are right now that matters. So this is not to shame 30 years old single, 40, 50. No, that's not the point of this. If you are a 45-year-old man or woman today and you are single, how do you make the most of the opportunity that God is presenting to you today? And not you see finish to finish them because you think you're controlling the world. You're not. Okay? Management of resources is part of your responsibility. Right? Management of the opportunities you're presented with is part of your responsibility. And if you don't, it'll be taken away from you. Right? And if you have more and more bad experiences while you're beating around the bush and wasting and coming up with craziness, it gets worse. Those bad experiences will dictate how you make decisions in the future. That's the whole point. There's no magic 20s, 30s. We just mentioned the 20s, 30s because we know that most people become an adult at 18. What are you doing? Pushing life on wait, on hold for 20 years. No, like that's a terrible formula. It should be squashed. Nobody should be saying that. If you haven't thought about it deeply, if you're only thinking about it from a standpoint of you went through something when you were, I'm not saying Auntie Victoria did, but if you went through something when you're 25 to 30 and you figure out life eventually inside of that same age at 32, that's how God designed it. That's what made who you are today. So when you're having somebody push you to 32, they'll start their own 20 at 32. They're just wasting time because experience at the end of the day is still the best lesson. The best teacher. Let me know what your thoughts are. I know I kind of ranted a little bit here because I'm kind of passionate about this particular topic and many other talking points that it seems very like it's coming from a good place. It's meant for well, but I think it's creating more damages because we didn't think about it well enough. And usually we're coming up with these formulas from a place of not so good experiences. So we think, hey, no, the way we're going to fix any of the issues we've had with marriages, relationship, is still work. We're not going to skip work by buying time. Nope. It ain't going to happen. We're going to hurt ourselves even more. God forbid, hurt our children even more. Okay, they need to learn life skills starting as soon as possible. As soon as possible. Marriage is for growth. One of the benefits you get in marriage is growth. Right? And growth has pain attached to it, growing pain. And we can't use that pain and then come up with a formula and then delay it. And then we delay the pain. And then there's some things that's supposed to happen that would have benefited, and we just put that on hold. Did I say that enough? I think I said that enough. Let me know what your thoughts are. So please stop telling your daughters to push marriage to 30s. Those that will get married in the 30s will get married at 30s anyway. You don't have to preach that. They probably need to wait till 30 to get married because they won't get matured enough to do that till 30. That should happen naturally. We don't need to detect that number because when you detect that number, I had additional 10 and 20 on top of it. That's what's happening to a lot of people nowadays. And it's not necessary. It's not necessary. Allow people to learn and make mistakes and learn from making mistakes. Okay? Trust me, the foundation you give them will go a long way without having to come up with magic formulas that will just avoid all the mistakes in the world. Will it work? Do me a favor, hit the like button, share, subscribe, share your thoughts, turn up your notifications so you're notified when we go live. I'll be back in just a few. Hey, this is Ola. Thank you so much for stopping by at the Man of Prestige podcast. If you want the full show experience, which you don't want to miss, please stop by. Come over to Facebook and YouTube. You will see the links in the show notes. Thank you so much. I'll see you on the next episode.